Call the December 19th Common Council meeting order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
Alderman Mayor?
Is going to be late.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Here.
Alderman Taylor?
Here.
Alderman Barber?
Here.
Alderman Nelson?
Here. We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we get started, I want to wish each and every one of you a Merry Christmas. A lot of us up here have had things happen in our lives that we're all grateful we don't have happening again. Just about every one of us. So I hope that you're all surrounded by your friends and family and have a great Christmas and a Happy New Year. With that, I will open up the citizens' comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak on any matter? Any citizen wishing to speak? Scott, Merry Christmas.
Can you hear me now? Okay. My name is Scott Solansky, 8565 South 68th Street in Franklin, Wisconsin. The reason I'm here is that I'm not sure if all of the council members are aware of the fact that there's going to be a Planning Commission meeting on Thursday to discuss the possibility of passing an addendum to the Ballpark Commons PDD, I think it is. And I went and I looked at the agenda, and the agenda had a packet. And whether you're aware of it or not, there were 57 items in that packet, revised on 4 days ago on the 15th of December. The reason I'm bringing this up is that I happened to look at one of the documents that I believe was supplied by the Planning Department, and it said, although the applicant has indicated that a copy of the ordinance number 2016, blah, 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 has been provided, which highlights the proposed changes to the Ballpark Commons PDD standards, many of the proposed standards changes have not been highlighted, and some of the current standards have been removed or otherwise revised without any highlighting. Therefore, staff has been unable to complete its review of all the proposed PDD changes. There's another comment in there that said the staff is working with financial consultants to conduct a revised feasibility analysis for the tax incremental finance district based on these proposed site changes. Now the question came up is, why is the applicant requesting these site plan approvals? The applicant is, however, even though the applicant does not have any of the site plan approvals, the applicant is requesting approval of the amendment so that construction can begin on the primary utilities, infrastructure, roads, parking lots for the Ballpark Commons project. And then finally, which I thought was a very interesting comment from the Planning Department, due to the significance of the proposed changes, the uniqueness and interrelatedness of all the aspects of this project, and the need for additional details and corrections, the staff suggests that the PDD amendment be tabled until additional details and associated site plans can be submitted for review concurrently with proposed PDD changes. There's going to be a big meeting on Thursday, but again, the Planning Department has asked this to be tabled for this $125 million TIF district so that all the changes and interacting corrections can be reviewed properly. And again, when I opened up the packet, there were 57 documents in there. So not only is the Planning Commission going to look at that, but the Planning Department hasn't completed their analysis. So my question is to you, Mayor, what would it take to agree with the Planning Department that this particular amendment be tabled until proper analysis is complete?
So the direct answer to that question is the item has been noticed publicly, and we must hold the public hearing on Thursday. Whatever happens on Thursday will happen on Thursday relative to that. If the Plan Commission decides to recommend tabling, then it'll come to this body, and this body will decide.
So?
I can't cancel the meeting, if that's what you're asking.
You can't table that?
I can't cancel the meeting.
I didn't say cancel the meeting. I said table the particular...
I'll refresh my answer.
Okay.
The Plan Commission can decide to table at that meeting, but I cannot cancel the meeting. And I think I'll just do this anyway. The people on your side of the table will be pretty irritated if I cancel that meeting.
No, they would not be irritated if you tabled it until all the information was properly analyzed.
Right.
Right.
But
you're not going to allow them to table it, and the information will be voted on that has been properly analyzed. That will upset them.
You said that. I didn't. Right.
No. I'm saying it's not going to be tabled.
Mayor, could I make a comment?
It'd be better if you didn't, but okay.
It's not the mayor's responsibility to table it. The vote is the Plan Commission's vote. And he can't go to each one of the, without breaking open records and saying, I want you to vote on tabling this. That's not legal. So he holds the meeting. The Plan Commission makes the vote on what they want to do. That's just the process. So although he'd like to say, you know, he'd give you the right answer, but there is a process and that's how it goes.
Well, I did give him the right answer.
Right.
Well,
it wasn't the answer that was expected or desired.
Thank you.
Sure. Thank you, Scott. Anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else? Okay. Seeing no one else rise, I'll close the public hearing. Now to the good things. Chief, you want to join us? Chief Patrick Hayes. We have a letter of recognition to several of our staff, fire staff, for some great work. And Assistant Chief Hayes will do the honors, and then I'm going to come down and shake hands.
So first of all, I'd like to say that Chief Remington would love to be here today, but he had a family commitment that he couldn't be here.
Excuse me, Chief. Alderman Mayer also sends his congratulations and best wishes. You know he's in the middle of something that you guys would normally be doing, but he sends his congratulations and thanks for excellent work. Pat?
Thank you, Mayor. So today we are here to honor our firefighters who were involved in the water rescue in the retention pond on November 4th. You know, our firefighters come to work every day knowing that they may have to do something extraordinary that day. But in reality, they do something extraordinary every day by showing up. On this day, our firefighters who worked alongside our police department all acted heroically as a team to give this individual the best chance that he had. It is my honor to award these letters on behalf of Mayor Olson, the Franklin Common Council, Fire Chief Adam Remington, myself, and the City of Franklin. I'm going to have you come on up when I read your name and just stand up here, and then I'll read the letter. Battalion Chief Kurt Stick, Lieutenant Craig Langowski, Lieutenant Andy Piasecki, Lieutenant John Young, Firefighter Paramedic Derek Hyde, Firefighter Paramedic Sean Behrens, Firefighter Paramedic Nicholas Zunker, and Firefighter Paramedic Jacob Stryker. Lieutenant Sean Ganser also joined us, please. So this letter of recognition is presented to the above listed members of the Franklin Fire Department for their heroic act life-saving efforts on November 4th, 2017. On that date, at 14:37 hours, the Franklin Fire Department was dispatched for the report of an individual in a retention pond needing rescue. The individual had entered the pond while attempting to evade Franklin police. During the response, it was reported that the individual went underwater and never resurfaced, and the response was upgraded to a dive rescue response. Upon arrival, multiple tasks needed to be completed quickly and simultaneously. Engine 3, Med 283, personnel consisting of Langowski and Stryker worked with the police to determine the victim's last scene point. while Hyde entered the water in a survival suit to begin searching for the victim, and Feckler working to don S scuba apparatus. Engine Company 1's crew, consisting of Young and Behrens, arrived to assist, along with Piasecki and Zunker in Med 282. Battalion Chief Stick assumed incident command and requested the Milwaukee Fire Department dive team for assistance. All team members reacted without hesitation, each fulfilling a critical role in the labor and personnel-intensive deployment of a rescue diver, with very little need for communication and coordination. The team was able to deploy a public safety diver within minutes, and the victim was quickly located and brought to the surface. The team removed the victim from the water and into the back of a waiting ambulance, where multiple team members worked tirelessly in an effort to resuscitate him. The victim was transported to the hospital, where aggressive resuscitation efforts were continued for nearly an hour. Though the victim did not survive, the rapid, professional, and capable response provided the best possible chance of a positive outcome for this unfortunate event. Lieutenant Sean Ganser, while not present at this incident, is recognized for his dedication, perseverance, and passion in training all department members to be able to respond effectively to this type of high-risk emergency. The Franklin Fire Department is proud to recognize the personnel listed herein for their professionalism and teamwork on November 4, 2017. Their actions are exemplary of the mission, vision, and values of the Franklin Fire Department.
Congratulations. Thank you,
Mayor.
Is presented to firefighter paramedic Chad Fetcher on this day for his heroic actions on November 4, 2017 in the attempted rescue of a drowning victim. At approximately 14:30 hours on that day, Franklin Fire Department units were dispatched for the report of an individual who had entered a retention pond while attempting to elude Franklin police officers. Chad was part of the initial company responding from Station 3, which also included Lieutenant Greg Langowski, firefighter paramedic Derek Hyde, and firefighter paramedic Jacob Stryker. While en route, dispatch informed FFD that the victim went underwater and had not resurfaced. The response was upgraded to a dive rescue response by Battalion Chief Kurt Stitt, who also responded. Upon arrival, firefighter paramedic Hyde donned a cold water survival suit and entered the water to search for the victim. Lieutenant Langowski and firefighter paramedic Stryker worked with police to determine the victim's last seen point, while firefighter paramedic Feckler worked to don scuba gear. Battalion Chief Kurt Stick arrived and assumed incident command, and the Milwaukee Fire Department dive team was requested. Public safety diving is an inherently dangerous, unpleasant, and physically strenuous task. Firefighter paramedic Feckler entered the near-freezing water without the benefit of a dry suit or hood and searched for the victim in zero visibility conditions. Chad performed this dangerous task voluntarily and entered the water prior to a safety diver being 100% ready to come to his aid if needed. In doing so, Chad put his own life at risk in order to give the victim the best possible chance at survival. Chad located and recovered the victim within minutes of entering the water, and although the victim did not survive, Chad's courageous actions gave him the best possible chance at a successful resuscitation and a positive outcome to this unfortunate event. It was honor and great pride that the Franklin Fire Department commends firefighter paramedic Chad Feckler for his courageous preparedness and willingness to act in the service of others for his heroic actions on November 4th, 2017.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, fellas, and have a great Christmas. There was one thing that the chief mentioned in that commendation that needs to have a little amplification. He mentioned that the dispatch relayed to the fire department that the victim had gone underwater. Our dispatchers don't get a lot of credit for the work that they do. And a lot of times they provide valuable information so that the firefighters and police officers in the city can effectively protect the citizens and visitors. So we commend as well the dispatchers involved in this incident and the jobs that they did. So thank them. The gentlemen are dismissed. I love saying that. I never get to do it. Thank you. Merry Christmas. Also in your packet, item B is an email and editorial that ran in the Milwaukee Journal last Sunday that I signed on to on behalf of the city and you folks.
Thank you.
Relative to the dark store legislation. It's there for your information, and any activity and traction you can give to that effort would be appreciated. I did send you all an email showing the financial ramifications of that. So thank you for that. Item C is approval of the minutes of the regular common council meeting of December 5th.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. E1 is appointments of inspectors of election, Madam Clerk.
If I could just offer up two changes. One is the removal of James O'Malley. He is no longer a Milwaukee County resident, unfortunately. And the other is the addition of Brian Marsh.
Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries, 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent, no abstentions. Item 2 is mayoral appointment of Adam Burkhart to an unexpired term on the Community Development Authority.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Motion carries, 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent, 1 abstention. Item G1 is a donation for the...
So moved.
Second.
Motorcycle unit from the Alice E. Topple Foundation. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G2 is a contract with Airbus DS Communications
motion
for text
authorized.
911. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G3 is a request by Civic Celebrations to operate on July 2nd, 7th to 11th, July 3rd, and then July 3rd.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Merry Christmas, Bob. Say hi to your wife. Item G4 is an ordinance to amend Ordinance 2016-2240, adopting annual budgets for TID 3 for fiscal year appropriation for
so
the
moved.
Refund.
Second.
I'm going to say this just so we get it on the record. For the refund to Lowe's Incorporated for their belief in tax overpayment. This requires a roll call, Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries, 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent.
Begrudgingly, I voted aye.
What?
I voted aye, but I'm not happy about it.
I'm here to tell you, there's 36,000 people in this city. We're writing them a check for 35,000. So 1,000 don't have to walk in there and hand them a dollar bill.
Yep.
Okay. G5 is payment of $450 to Ehlers for
so moved.
Service.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Mr. Hertzberg, not happy with this. They're going to nickel and dime us for $450. Enough said. Item G6, an ordinance to amend Unified Development Ordinance text at Table 15-3.0603.
Second.
This is to provide for credit union at the old Anchor Banks site. All those in favor, signify
aye.
By saying aye.
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 Let's try that again. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G7 is a special use for this credit union.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G8 is standards, findings, and decisions of the City of Franklin Common Council.
So moved.
Second.
This is for UDO amendment for Crone Incorporated.
Is Crone's happy with all this? I mean, I know they've sent me some emails and that. They've had some issues.
Nods up and down in the back two rows.
Yes? Okay.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. There will be one other issue we'll take care of in January.
Okay.
Ordinance to item G9 is an ordinance to amend the zoning map to rezone parcel C1 to R1. Let me do the address. 8300 West South County Line Road. All over well.
Joel, do you want to make the comment that I made to you to address that, or would you like me? I just wanted to note that on page 212, it talked about the application previous having a disturbed of the woodland that was took place 2013, it says, before the woodland protection standards were in place, and the woodland protection standards have been in place since 1998. I just want to make sure that the council understood
motion approved.
That.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. This, in effect, is codifying something that exists now and cleans up the language, except for the one issue. I'll throw it up. Item G10 is an ordinance to amend the UDO 15-3.0804.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. For those listening, this gives a letter of credit for people using temporary locations for construction activities. Item G11 is rescission of the Common Council direction with regards to the CBRF facilities notice and process. Questions from the commission? Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to
approve. No. Wait a minute.